The next patient is Joan Rinaldi. The last name is R-I-N-A-L, like in Lima, D, like in Delta I. First name, J-O-A-N-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white female that is referred by Ms. Esmeralda, E-S-M-E-R-A-L-D-A, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z, like in Zulu, A-L-E-S, A-R-M-P. To the practice for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a lengthy history more than 20 years of diabetes mellitus. And at the present time, the patient is taking insulin, Trulicity, to control the blood sugar. The latest hemoglobin C available in April of 2023 was 7.7. The creatinine is 0.67. And the BUN is 10 with an estimated GFR of 95 mLs per minute, which is most likely an artifact in the sense that the patient has hyperfiltration because the blood sugar is slightly elevated, period. She has a macroalbumin creatinine ratio that is more than 200. Which is significant in this particular case because it's the first step towards severe diabetic nephropathy. Period. The patient is morbidly obese, 302 pounds. With a with a BMI of 50.4. Period. In the past, the patient had a remote history of kidney stones. Period. At the present time, the patient is retired. She was in the restaurant business. She likes to cook. She's Italian descent. And the emphasis was made in the need for a drastic change in the lifestyle. We are going to recommend the patient to be with a less than 2,000 milligrams of sodium in the diet, a fluid restriction no more than 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. Period. The patient has a good knowledge of the diet, and we also emphasize the need to stay away from industrial production of food, especially the protein. The only recommendation was wild fish. Need to stay away from corn oil and corn syrup, as well as fructose. Period. They need to stay away from consumption of simple carbohydrates. Flour, cheese, and dairy products. We recommend at least twice a week body weight, and taking into consideration what is going on, it's also important to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitor. We gave samples for Jardiance, 10 milligrams for a couple of weeks. Side effects were discussed with the patient. And recommendations to avoid urinary tract infections were also given. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension has been under fair control. Today is 139 over 84, and I am sure with the change in the lifestyle, we would be able to accomplish better control. Following number, osteoarthritis that is associated to heavy weight. Was also discussed, as well as the activity that is necessary to start gradually. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, and is under control. The patient is advised to continue the medications that Ms. Gonzalez has ordered. We also recommend evaluation of the dentures, she has some missing teeth, and she has uneven bite because of the missing teeth. Oral hygiene and good oral health is very important in this case. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And hopefully we will be able to witness the improvement in the general condition. I want to thank Mrs. Gonzalez for the kind referral. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral. 35 minutes with the patient and 10 minutes in the documentation.